What's going on, patrons? Scott here. Boy, it's been a while since we've done an audio update, and I apologize for that. As you saw, hopefully, you guys saw it, we published two videos last week. The video about the cuteness of Groot and how that could enhance his teammates' abilities to, to do cool stuff, save the galaxy, to guard the galaxy, really. And then, of course, we had the famous, not really, but the mythical, the legendary Archie history video that finally came out after I've been talking about it for 2 months. We finally did it. I'm very excited with how it turned out. A lot of you guys said you really enjoyed the editing and the whole style. It was a bit longer form content, but I think most of you guys were okay with that. It was pretty good for me. I like making long form stuff. But now that we have those out of the way, not to say that they were in the way, I was very excited to publish both of those. I want to give you guys some updates about what's going on here at NerdSync. First and foremost, thanks to everyone who also became a new patron in the time being since the last audio update. It's like I said, it's been a while, so it's a couple new faces out there. Of course, you guys probably saw this coming. The next few videos that we will be doing will be about Wonder Woman, with the Wonder Woman movie coming up in the next few weeks. I'm actually seeing it in 2 days, which is very exciting. But with that all coming up, I actually have like 4 Wonder Woman videos planned, so I apologize if you're not a fan of Wonder Woman. Hopefully I can make you one. Hopefully we can have some very interesting topics. Some of them are going to be somewhat controversial. I predict that they'll be controversial, but probably not for you guys. Probably not for you wonderful nerds. You guys are awesome. So, to be fair, one of the videos, it's not going to be 4 weeks of Wonder Woman videos. One of them will just be a review live stream thing, right? Actually, I just remembered 5 Wonder Woman videos. The fifth one that I just remembered is actually going to be an unboxing video. Warner Brothers and DC sent us some nice stuff. You've probably seen a couple other YouTubers get the same package, the same stuff. They sent us stuff out of the blue. Many people were saying that we were sponsored. We've been tweeting a bunch about Wonder Woman, and people were saying that, you know, we're sponsored. They're, you know, it's just an advertisement. They're paying us to do that. They are not. I wish they were. They are not. But they did send us some free stuff. Apropos of nothing, has nothing to do with all the tweets we've been making. Well, we're just on one of those lists that people get stuff occasionally. So I'm going to make a video, an unboxing video. Normally that sort of thing would go on the Sidekick channel. That's our second channel. If you didn't know, we have one of those because I never promote it. Normally something like an unboxing would go on that channel. But I'm so excited for Wonder Woman, you guys, that I kind of want to put it on the main channel. And also, you know, give that movie some love. I've been, you know, the reactions so far have only been positive, which is really awesome. And also just, you know, show our gratitude for being on the list of recipients to get some cool stuff. Some toys, some literal toys, which is, hey, can't go wrong there. And then we've got a couple other videos, actual informative, educational type videos coming up. One is going to be something that has been heavily requested by a lot of you guys, which is the time period where Wonder Woman lost all of her powers, learned karate, that whole screw up that everybody hates about Wonder Woman's history. I want to talk about that and give a little bit more context about that era, what they were thinking, why they thought it was a good idea. You can blame Marvel for the most part. And then I also want to talk about the history of Wonder Woman in TV and film and all those projects like that. This is one I'm unsure if I will do. In fact, I'm kind of in talks with Mr. Sunday Movies right now because it's more of his style of video. And I was like, hey, if I write it, would you want to do it? Lend your voice, lend your creative Australian brain, I guess. They have brains in Australia, pretty sure. I wanted him to do it because it feels like one of his videos. I don't know. First and foremost, he hasn't given me a concrete answer just yet. Like I said, we're still in talks. So don't go pester him about that or anything. Secondly, I don't know if he does say yes. I don't know if that's going to go on the NerdSync channel or on his channel. I'm fine with whatever. In fact, it would probably be more beneficial if it was on his channel because, again, we're going to be doing so many Wonder Woman videos in a row that I don't want to, you know, scare people off if they really dislike Wonder Woman. You know, it's stuff that I've faced before when I did whole months of Batman and whole months of Spider-Man. You know, sometimes people get really annoyed by that. But yeah. So the final video that I want to do, these are not in order, by the way. These are just, you know, video topics that I'm going to do. This is going to be the big one. And I've kind of decided that once a month, I kind of want to do a huge video, like the Archie history video. That's really long. That's really edited very nicely. It has some cool animations. And this one is going to be about the breaking down Wonder Woman as a character, to talk about things like, I'm sure we all know the whole thing about her early comics having lots of bondage imagery. I definitely want to address that because I feel like there are some misconceptions. We're viewing William Moulton Marston's intentions or his writing style through a modern lens, and I kind of wanted to dive back into the context of the time and what he was actually trying to get across instead of what people just think that he was. And I do want to dive into some of his, you know, who he was as a person and what his views were on things like gender roles. You know, he was the kind of person that believed women were going to rule over the earth in 100 years' time, and that was the best thing, like the best possible outcome for all of humanity in his eyes. So I kind of want to dive into there. You can start to see why it might be a bit of a controversial video. But, you know, I really just want to present his perspective and I want to break down the character a little bit more because the idea, the basic thesis of the video is that there are two versions of Wonder Woman. There's the Wonder Woman that is kind of represented by the Linda Carter TV show and the more modern interpretations from there. And then there's all of the Wonder Woman stories that came before then, which kind of show off a different style, a different take on the character, the original take on the character that kind of gets overlooked. And I really want to dive into that original Wonder Woman. It's not going to, you know me, I'm not going to do an origin story of Wonder Woman, or talk about some, you know, funny stories that happened in the Golden Age. I want to talk about what the point of this character was during that time, during when she was created, and what the original intentions were, not just what we see looking back. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? It's going to be a fun video. It's going to be a really long video. I already have Hank Green's seal of approval on it because I tweeted out, you know, I want to make this sort of video. And he was like, do it. So I think that's a good sign. I can't upset the internet gods. That's probably everything for the video updates. I've been rambling for a bit now, so let me just do some quick additional stuff. About the award, the rewards, rather, for the Patreon stuff that you guys are getting. So, social media shoutouts. That's one of our reward tiers. We are working on that as we speak, as I record this update. We're trying to figure out the best way to do it because we could just tag everybody, right? Like, you know, Twitter, that would take like 30 different posts or something like that. And not everybody has their Patreon linked with their Twitter account. So what we might do instead, take a page from Ollie from Philosophy Tube, from his book, and write everyone's name out on a piece of paper, take a picture of it, say, hey, thanks for everybody, tag as many people as we can, because we can at least tag people in pictures. We can tag as many people as we want in pictures, you know, Twitter and Facebook and stuff. It would just be like a whole paragraph of names, and that would just be, or several different tweets of names, and that would be, you know, complicated. But we can take a picture, tag people who have their Twitter accounts linked to Patreon, send them out. It's going to be a good time. So that'll happen within the next few days, hopefully. We were just waiting for everything to calm down a little bit so that, you know, if we got another surge of, you know, five or so people or a little bit more than that. I didn't want them to feel left out. But it's about, the Patreon's about calmed down now, so we'll probably get to that in the next couple of days. As for t-shirts and posters and all the physical merch stuff, if you are in the tier that gets a t-shirt or are in one of the tiers above it and you get the choice between a t-shirt and a poster and you want the t-shirt, is this making sense at all? Basically, if you are entitled to a t-shirt and you want one, we will be posting another one of these Patreon posts, but we're going to make it only visible to the people in those tiers. So you guys can, in the comments of that, you know, give us your shirt size. That's the most important thing. If you want to send us a message with your shirt size, great. Get ahead of the game. But just look forward to another post sometime, probably later this week, that will request your shirt size if you want a shirt. There you go. I think this is the very last thing I need to talk about with the rewards, but if you are on the tier where I say your name out loud, right, at the end of the videos, I did not foresee this coming, and I'm kind of an idiot because I've dealt with this before, but please let me know if I'm pronouncing your name correctly, or if you want to, again, get ahead of the game, message me, let me know phonetically how to pronounce your name so that I get it right, because we had a couple of questions and I didn't know what to say, so we took our best guess. That's enough homework for you guys. So other than all of that, a couple quick behind the scenes stuff thrown at your face right now, working on a NerdSync website. I've been saying this for years, I know, but hear me out on this one. I've previously tried to make a NerdSync website that had a bunch, that had like everything that we've ever done, like had an archive of our videos, had, maybe even blog posts that people could write articles or whatever. I don't really want to do that anymore. That's not really what I'm about currently. We can maybe do that in the future. We can expand, but for right now, I'm just going to make a very simple landing page, a very simple website where you can get to all of our podcasts. And you could see maybe the latest video, but we probably won't have an archive of videos there. I'm probably about 40% done with the website, so we got a couple more days, maybe a couple more weeks to go on that before I'm 100% happy with it, but just letting you know that is in the pipeline. We'll be posting, speaking of podcasts, the online podcast with Scott and Dylan. That's a podcast that we do. We'll be posting that probably early on Patreon if we can, any day that we can. Couple days early on Patreon, so that's a little exclusive that you guys get, which is going to be a lot of fun. This is probably the longest audio update I've ever done, so I'm probably going to end it right now, but let me know if you guys want to know any more information behind the scenes of NerdSync stuff. There is, half disclosure, I guess, there is some interesting behind the scenes goings on that maybe one or two of you know about. But certainly don't spread the word, because nothing is finalized. I'm going to tease that right there, and it could be nothing. But if it is something, it could be very, very, very exciting. So with that tantalizing tease, I shall leave you. Thank you guys so much for being patrons, and we'll see you hopefully next week for another one of these audio updates. We shall see how consistent I am. I have it in my reminders on my phone, but I just, for some reason, I always hit later. I don't know. I'll try to get better at that. Bye-bye.